It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. So as Nephi is getting ready to kind of finish up his record, at least in our next couple weeks of study, he's already taught us, I think, 15 different Isaiah chapters through all of his writings from 1 Nephi and then that big chunk in 2 Nephi. So he decides to sneak in one more Isaiah chapter before he goes. Chapter 27 says, compare Isaiah 29. And it's a very familiar chapter to many of us. In fact, I like the way he starts this off. It's verse number 3 in 2 Nephi 27, but it's back in Isaiah 29 as well. And all the nations that fight against Zion, that distress her, shall be as a dream of a night vision. Yea, it shall be unto them even as unto a hungry man which dreameth, and behold, he eateth, but he awaketh, and his soul is empty. What a horrible dream, right? Or like unto a thirsty man which dreameth, and behold, he drinketh, but he waketh, and behold, he is faint, and his soul hath appetite. Worst dreams ever, where you're dreaming about food, then you wake up, and there's no food there. I get that. Yea, even so shall the multitude of all the nations be that fight against Zion. And then he gets into verses 6 through 9, which many of us are familiar with. It shall come to pass that the Lord God shall bring forth unto you the words of a book. Now you click on that word, it takes you right to the Book of Mormon in the footnotes right there. And they shall be the words of them which have slumbered, or those who have passed on. And behold, the book shall be sealed, and in the book shall be a revelation from God, from the beginning of the world to the ending thereof. Wherefore, because of the things which are sealed up, the things which are sealed shall not be delivered in the day of wickedness and abominations of the people. Wherefore, the book shall be kept from them. Verse 9, but the book shall be delivered unto a man. Here's where you see Joseph Smith. Right? And he shall deliver the words of the book, which are the words of those who have slumbered in the dust, and he shall deliver these words unto another. Now, this is the story where Joseph Smith allows Martin Harris to be able to take some of the characters to a gentleman by the name of Professor Charles Anthon. In fact, in the Book of Mormon, he is referred to in verse 15 as the learned, as Martin Harris takes these words over to Professor Anthon and gets him to see if these characters are in fact real and authentic. In fact, little video the church put together that I think shows this very well.
Inasmuch as this people draw near to me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me, I will proceed to do a marvelous work, even a marvelous work and a wonder.
I'd like to kill him myself.
Yeah. Now all we need is a plan.
Not yet.
And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee.
I went to the city of New York and presented the characters which had been translated with the translation thereof to Professor Anthon. Gave me a certificate attesting that they were true characters and the translation was correct.
Where did your friend get the record?
It was delivered to him by an angel of God.
May I see that certificate?
Of course, Doctor.
There are no such things as visions or angels. You tell your young friend to bring the record to me. I'll translate it for him.
The plates are sealed. I am forbidden to bring them.
I cannot read a sealed book.
It is not the work of God that is frustrated, but the work of men.
pray unto the Father.
I was one who was not learned, but the Lord provided the way. Thus the prophecy of Isaiah was fulfilled. The record was translated through the gift and power and mercy of God, and not the wisdom of man. It was published as the Book of Mormon. I told the brethren that the Book of Mormon is the most correct of any book on earth and the keystone of our religion. It is just what Isaiah saw. A marvelous work and a wonder.
Well, Mr. Smith, is it acceptable to you?
Yes. Yes, this will do.
I will proceed to do a marvelous work. Even a marvelous work and a wonder.
You know, back to that verse right there where it says, a marvelous work and a wonder. This is verse number 26 of 2 Nephi 27. Therefore, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people. Yea, a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise and their learned shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent shall be hid. Now, that marvelous work is the restoration of the gospel. And so this word marvel, marvel's been kind of a fun word, at least in our culture in the last, you know, probably 15 to 20 years or so with the advent of all the Marvel movies. Marvelous means causing great astonishment, wonder, or amazement. And so since this is talking about the restoration and specifically about the Book of Mormon, what is something from the Book of Mormon that has caused you astonishment, wonder, or amazement? This would be a great little thing you could do with the class if you're doing this, or in your family, or if you wanted to, you can even share it right here in our comments. I know for me, there's so many examples. I had a student the other day ask me, they're just like, what is your favorite verse of scripture from the Book of Mormon? And honestly, I did not know how to answer, because for me, there's so many different references and there's so many things that affect me in so many different ways. And sometimes it just depends on the day, but I am so grateful for the Book of Mormon. It is marvelous. It is astonishing. It is wonderful. And it continually amazes me. Even the number of times I've read it in my life, it still causes me to marvel every single time I read it. I am grateful for the Book of Mormon, and it always causes me to marvel. So I love this little message here about how just the Book of Mormon can cause so much wonder and marvel in our lives. I am grateful for it, and I know that it's true. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.